We're doing Gemara Makos. We're up to Daf Dalit Amud Beis, and the Gemara had quoted earlier that Rabbi Meir learns the idea of loke umishalem, that a person can both get lashes and pay. So Ule explained he learns it from Motzi Shemra. Motzi Shemra, the guy who gets married and lies about his bride, that she cheated on him during the engagement period, so then he both gets lashes and pays the tax. So to Eidim Zomimim, pay their tax and will get lashes. So that's the source of Rabbi Meir's position in the Mishnah, that Eidim Zomimim can pay and get lashes at the same time. He derives it from Motzi Shemra. Now this idea that Ula says it is derived from Motzi Shemra, others quote it about something else, that another concept is derived from Motzi Shemra. Ika dematni leha de Ula aha. Others quote Ula about the following. Ditanya, because we have the following braisa. The braisa says, when you bring the paschal offering, lototiru mimenu ad boker, do not leave over anything till the morning, vanotam mimenu ad boker beishti sofu. And that which has remained until the morning, burn it in the fire. The Torah came and gave us a proactive commandment following the prohibition. The prohibition says, don't do it. Then the Torah says, and if you did, here's what you should do. Rabbi Yehuda says, that's to teach us that you do not get lashes if you transgress this prohibition. Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Yehuda's Rabbi, right? Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Akiva's disciple. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Lo min Hashem uzeh. That's not the prime reason that you get lashes, that you don't get lashes. Why don't you get lashes for leaving over from the paschal offering? But rather because that prohibition does not involve any action. And whenever you have a prohibition that one transgresses without action, you do not get lashes for it. Says the Gemara, can we infer that Rabbi Yehuda holds that one does get lashes for a lav shein bo ma'ase, a prohibition that one transgresses without any action? Minale, what would be the source for such a position? Amar Ula gamal mi motzi shemra. Ula says he learns this concept from Motzi Shemra. So this is the quote of Ula, where Ula says he derives it from Motzi Shemra. Ma motzi shemra lav shein bo ma'ase lo kin alav. Just as one who speaks foully of his betrothed, this Motzi Shemra, he will get lashes, even though technically he didn't do any action, he only spoke. So too, he holds, any prohibition that does not involve an action, one would get lashes for it. He holds, lav shein bo maise lo kin alav. One does get lashes for a prohibition, even if it does not entail an action to transgress. Asks the Gemara, you want to derive from Motzi Shemra? You want to tell me a mamatzinu? A very simple derivation. If I had it here, it must be a universal concept. So once I can show that there are unique details to that case, then you can't infer from that case. That's a pircha. Ma le motzi shemra sheken lokeum shalem. Motzi shemra is unique because motzi shemra has an added stringency that we do not find elsewhere in the Torah, that he gets lashes and pays. So you see, Motzi Shemra is unique. You can't derive halachic concepts from Motzi Shemra. You cannot derive from Motzi Shemra that a lav shein bo ma'isa lokin, that one would get lashes for transgressing a prohibition without actually doing any actions. Because maybe Motzi Shemra is different, that it has the stringency of lokeum shalein. You see, it's different that he gets lashes and also pays. So maybe it's also unique in that it's a lav shein bo ma'isa and lo kin alav. So you can no longer derive from it. Ela, the famous Ela, which means but, rather, I delete what I said until now. Ela, I'm going to say something new. Amar Reish Lakish, Gamar Meidim Zomimim. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that one can get lashes for a lav she'ein bo maiseh, derives it from the din of Eidim Zomimim. Meidim Zomimim, lav she'ein bo maiseh lokin alav, just as Eidim Zomimim do not actually do an action, they only speak. And yet, they can get lashes, as we saw in the first Mishnah in our tractate, if they testify that the guy's a halal, or that he has to go into exile. So over that testimony, they will get lashes. So you see, even though Edom Zomimin is a lav shein bo maise, they get lashes. Afko lav shein bo maise, lokin alav, Rabbi Yehuda holds. From there we derive that for any lav shein bo maise, one could get lashes. Ask the Gemara, how could you learn from Edom Zomimin? Edom Zomimin is unique. Ordinarily, in order for someone to get punished in the Torah, there have to be witnesses, and there has to be a warning prior to the sin, what's called hasra. There has to be a warning, and Edom Zomimim, there is no warning, because you never know when they're sinning, right? Every witness might be lying, and you don't know if they'll become an Edom Zomimim. So, mal Edom Zomimim shekenein tzirichin atra. Eidim Zomimin do not require a warning in order to be punished. So you see, they're different from other punishments in the Torah, and you cannot derive from them to other punishments that a lav shein bo maise would get lashes. So now the Gemara is going to work the following proof. We had two sources for this idea that lav shein bo maise gets lashes. Firstly, we saw this concept with Motzi Shem Ra, that Motzi Shem Ra, when he gives a bad name, he comes and lies about his betrothed. So then he gets lashes, even though he only spoke, he didn't actually do an action. And then Edim Zomimin, also, they didn't do an action and they get lashes. We said you can't derive from Motzi Shem Ra, because Motzi Shem Ra is unique, that he can pay and get lashes at the same time. So now we said, let's learn from Edom Zomimim. You're saying, I can't learn from Edom Zomimim because maybe Edom Zomimim is unique because they don't require a warning. So now the Gemara says, okay, so let's combine the two. Here I have two halachos in the Torah where they get lashes even though they didn't do an action. So maybe other prohibitions as well. You could get lashes even though there wasn't an action. So the Gemara says, Motzi Shem Ra Yochiach. Maybe I could prove to you from Motzi Shem Ra that the Motzi Shem Ra gets lashes. And V'chazar Adin Oraizek Raizev Loraizek Raizeh Atzad HaShaveh Shebein Lav Shen Momasev Lokin Alav Avkol Lav Shen Momasev Lokin Alav. So maybe I could prove from the two of them that between the two of them, each one has their own stringency, but they don't have the same stringency. So then, between the two of them, let's prove that even though there is no action, one can get lashes. Ask the Gemara, Malatzad HaShaveh Shebein Shekin Knas. But they are both attacks. Because Edom Zomimim didn't actually inflict any harm, neither did the Motzi Shem Ra yet inflict any harm. He tried to. So they're both attacks, meaning he's paying her a tax. Technically, he didn't do anything. He tried to get the courts to believe him. He was found to be a liar. So then he gets lashes and he gets taxed. Edom Zomimim tried to punish someone, but they were not successful. So they get a tax. So maybe only in situations where there's a tax could a person have a lav shein bo maise lokin alav. All you see is that where there's a tax involved, one could get lashes even without doing an action. Halokasha, that's not so difficult. I'll tell you, Rabbi Yehuda lo savalak Rabbi Akiva. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. Maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not view Edom Zomimim as a tax. Remember, Rabbi Akiva's position was that it is a tax. אלא מה לצד השווה שבהן, שכן יש בהן צד חמור. So, okay, but maybe I could still argue that they still have an added stringency. Each one has its own stringency. Edim Zomimim are unique. They don't require a warning. Motzi Shemra is unique because he gets lashes and he pays. But they each have their own unique chumrah. So maybe I look at it and say, if they have their stringencies, even though they aren't the same stringency, maybe that precludes deriving from them, because they're different than all other halachot. Even though they don't share that difference, but being that they are uniquely, each in its own right, but each case has a unique stringency, maybe I combine them and say tzad chamu. Maybe this aspect that, being that they are more stringent than other laws in the Torah, each one has its own stringency. But bottom line, these two have stringencies that no other mitzvah has. Maybe that's why they get lashes, even though it's a lav shein bo maisa. Now you understand that's a weak argument, because you haven't found a correlation between the two. So not everyone agrees that you can make such an argument tzad chomor. That there is an aspect where each one has their own stringency. That's not agreed in.
It's like Shaveh almost. It's just saying Chamor.
But it's exactly not Shaveh. That's exactly the point. Each one has their own stringency. So ordinarily in Shas, we say if they don't have the same stringency, so that's a Tzad HaShaveh. You say, Lo Roi Zeh, Lo Roi Zeh. Neither one shares the stringency between the two of them. I learn a concept. Now you're saying no. But being that they share this idea that they have stringencies, that's enough. So that's not so clear you can make such an argument. And that's what the Gemara counters. Rabbi Yehuda Tzad Chamur Lo Parich. Rabbi Yehuda really doesn't accept that argument. So between the two of them, Rabbi Yehuda learns Tzada Shaveh, and he says, I learned from the two of them that one can get lashes for a lav shein bo maise. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position. No, that was a pircha. His point is, if I have two laws, Motzi Shemra and Edim Zomimim, where both get lashes even though it's a lav shein bo maise, so now I'm going to say that you can get lashes for a lav shein bo maisa. You'll tell me each one has its own stringency. Exactly, they're not the same stringency. So Rabbanan don't accept his tzad HaShaveh, because they say, but they each have a stringency. So they do accept that argument of tzad chamul, even though it's not the same chumrah. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's a bona fide tzad HaShaveh, and
Yehuda still doesn't prove the fact that you can learn from those to other ones. They're still different than right?
No, he's saying, if I have two cases in Torah, Edom Zomin and Motzi Shemra, so from them I'll do Binyanav. If I have, over here, you see that you can get lashes for a Lav Shein Bo Maise, and over here you see you can get lashes for a Lav Shein Bo Maise, and they don't share the same stringency, so from there I'll derive that it's not the stringency that's causing them to get lashes for a lav shein bo maise, so it must be that in every lav shein bo maise you could get lashes. That's Rabbi Yehuda's position.
And how does Rabbi Yehuda respond to the knas? Does he relate to that? That was
he doesn't learn that it is a knas. He doesn't agree that Edom Zomin is a knas. He doesn't learn that Rabbi Akiva is Rabbi.
Edim Zomin and Motzi Shemra, there's a knas, or just an Edim
Motzi
Zomin?
Motzi Shemra is a knas, but Edim Zomin is not.
It's
a machlokas whether it's a knas. So his whole point is they don't share the same stringency. The only thing they share, the tzad HaShaveh Beineihem, is that even though it's a lav shein bo maisa, you get malkos. V'rabanan, okay. Now back to our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir said in our Mishnah that because the Torah commands lo taneh v'racha eid shaker, therefore we give lashes for any false testimony. So now the Gemara turns back to Rabbanan. V'rabanan hay lo taneh v'racha eid shaker maidal shibei. What do the Rabbanon derive from that Fasuk? If they don't use it to teach me to give lashes over false testimony, so then what is the Torah teaching me with that commandment? Rabbanon say that Pasuk is warning us that people should not be in Edim Zomimim. That's the warning.
That's what it sounds like. Right? Shad.
Yeah. Rabbi Meir azra leidim zomimi minalei. Where does Rabbi Meir have that warning? Amar bir mi anafkalei mi v'anisharim yishmu v'irau v'lo yisifu ot. The Torah says by edim zomimim, punish them, and whoever's around should hear about the punishment and have fear once they've heard it, and they should not continue to do this evil thing. So those words, they should not continue to do this evil thing, indicates that the Torah is telling you, do not do it. That's a azara, that's a warning. The Rabbanan, okay, so if that's where Rabbi Meir derives it from, why don't the rabbis learn it from there? Ha'umi bai le'lachaza. The rabbis say, no, we have another halacha here. That the Torah is teaching us here that Beis Din has to make announcements and say, so-and-so is getting executed over the following sin. So you see, the Torah is telling you a specific mitzvah. When you execute someone for giving false testimony, so then you have to announce it. So the Torah isn't coming to warn you, rather the Torah is saying, make sure that everyone knows so that people will not continue to do such a sinful act. It's not warning you don't do the sinful act. The Torah is telling you announce it so that people won't do the sinful act. So that's why Rabbanan say that pasuk isn't the prohibition. That pasuk isn't the azhara. I need another pasuk. That, Rabbanan say, is the pasuk of lo taneh v'recha eid shakel. Rabbi Meir hachaza mi yishme'u v'yirau nafka. Rabbi Meir says, the Torah says, v'anisharim yishme'u v'yirau. The first part of the pasuk indicates that everyone should hear it and have fear. Why did the Torah add the words v'lo yosifu la'asot, and they will not continue doing such sinful things? That's the prohibition. Don't do it. The first part of the pasuk teaches me announce it. So that's what Rabbi Meir says. I still have a source to prohibit giving false testimony, being edim zomimim. Rabbanan say the whole pasuk is teaching me that. The idea of hachazav, announcing it. And Rabbi Meir says, no, only the first words in the pasuk teach me that. And the last words of the pasuk are the azaham. Okay, we're up to the next Mishnah. So let's review what we saw today, and then we'll try to catch you in another Mishnah. We said there are those that learn Ula's statement about the following. We quoted the pasuk about the paschal offering, don't leave over anything till the morning, and whatever remains you should burn. Rabbi Yehuda says that added commandment, you should burn, is telling you, you don't get lashes if you transgress the prohibition, rather do the proactive mitzvah, burn the leftover paschal offering. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you wouldn't get lashes for leaving over without the proactive commandment. The prohibition in its own right doesn't deserve lashes because it's a lav shein bo maisa. One doesn't get lashes for a prohibition that doesn't involve action. So that's the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Akiva. So now the Gemara asks, where does Rabbi Yehuda learn this idea that you can get lashes for a lav shein bo maisa? And about this, Ula said, he derives it from Motzi Shemra. That's the Ika de Masni Lo'aho. There are those that learn that Ula said it about this Braisa. So Rabbi Yehuda learns from Motzi Shemra, just as Motzi Shemra does not involve an action and he still gets lashes, so too all Lav Shem Bo Maise can get lashes. The Gemara asked, Motzi Shemra is unique, because Motzi Shemra has an added stringency that one would get lashes and also pay. And in the rest of the Torah, one does not pay when he gets lashes. So the Gemara says, okay, I have to learn it from Edim Zomimim. Just as Edim Zomimim is a Lav Shein Bo Maisa and they could get lashes, like our first Mishnah, so too every Lav Shein Bo Maisa can get lashes. We asked, Edim Zomimim have a unique feature. They have a chumrah that they get punished without warning. So you see that you can't derive from Edim Zomimim to other mitzvahs in the Torah. Edim Zomimim is different. They get punished without warning. Says the Gemara, okay, but Motzi Shemra also gets lashes for Alav Shem Bo Maish Seh, and there you don't have that stringency. You'll tell me Motzi Shemra gets lashes and pays? Okay, so Edim Zomimin, they don't get lashes and pay. Between the two of them, what do you see? That for any prohibition, even if it's Alav Shem Bo Maish Seh, one can get lashes, even though it's Alav Shem Bo Maish Seh.
Say Motzi Shemra also, no warning. Right.
What? Oh, I was waiting for that question. Todah Rabba. So we need to discuss that. That's an excellent question, right? So that's your homework, to bring me an answer for that. See, you asked a good question, now you got to bring a good answer. Huh?
So that's what happened.
Right. He said, doesn't Motzi Shemra also get lashes without warning? He walks into Bez and then testifies. So they do have the equal tzad chamor. I kept waiting for someone to ask that. Good. Look, Omberg. Yeah, it's a good question. So then the Gemara asks, but maybe they have a tzad ashaveh. They're both equal in that they're both attacks. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold Edom Zomim as a tax. He doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. So maybe they still have a tzad ashaveh, that they each have their own stringency, tzad chamul. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that's a question. He doesn't agree that you could ask tzad chamul in a general way. And with that, we close this sugiyah. So then, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, one can get lashes for a lav shein bo maiseh, a prohibition without action. He derives it from Motzi Shemra and Edim Zomimim. That's the end of the Gemara. Now we come back to our Mishnah. If Rabbi Meir derived from the prohibition that one gets lashes for any false testimony, including an Ed Zomim, anytime he gives false testimony, he will get lashes. What do the rabbis do with that pasuk? The Gemara says the rabbis learn that's the pasuk that's telling you don't lie in court. That's the warning not to be an Eitz Omim. The Torah says, do not give false testimony. That's the prohibition. Rabbi Meir says, oh, I know that from the other verse that says when you punish someone for lying, the Torah says everyone should hear and fear and stop doing this. Those words, and stop doing this, teach me I shouldn't do this. That's where the Torah prohibits it. So then this verse of Lotan Evrach HaChaker is there to give lashes. It's there to administer the punishment. The rabbi is saying, no, that pasuk is telling you to announce. When you punish the false witness, announce. Everyone should know. He is getting punished, and this is his sin. Rabbi Meir says, yeah, that you know from the first words of Anisharim Yishme'u V'Yirau. Everyone should hear. Why does the Torah have to add the words and stop doing this? That's to tell you not to do it. That's where the Torah prohibits the action. That is the Azhara. So Rabbi Meir holds, I learned the Azhara from Lo Yosifu Od. And Rabbanan hold that that's all part of the warning, the part of the hachaza. Rabbi Meir learns from the verse Lotan Evracha Ed Shaker. I learned that any false witness gets punished. That's why the Torah added that prohibition. Lotan Evracha Ed Shaker. And Rabbanan learned that that is the verse that teaches me you cannot lie in court. Lotan Evracha Ed Shaker.